This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Communist China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books and music, expensive fashion apparel, and prescription drugs with ingredients that kill. China's latest venture into fakery is fake alcohol. The counterfeiters collect empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refill them with a cheap substitute from who knows where, and then resell this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. China's fake alcohol is generally made from one of three bases: ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze, which attacks the kidneys and heart and is potentially fatal; methanol, which attacks the retinal nerve and can result in blindness; and isopropyl, that's the name for rubbing alcohol. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. The final Harry Potter movie was available in Chinese bookstores before it was released by the publisher. Beijing shops sell fake Gucci. One reporter saw a gift shop selling a suitcase full of fake U.S. $100 bills. Now let me give you an update on how Communist China is replacing the United States as the world's car maker. The company we all used to know as General Motors, which after it was bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers is now informally called Government Motors, recently announced it will build a billion-dollar factory to manufacture Cadillacs in Communist China. Of course, the U.S. corporation had to get permission from Chinese communist authorities to build its factory and had to make it a joint venture with the Chinese company. Even the Wall Street Journal criticized GM for investing so many billions of dollars in China after getting bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers in 2009.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. We will take your calls at 800-313-9443. Judy, getting back to what we were talking about before the break, did your fellow employees at the hospital know that you were questioning certain policies and procedures in the medical industry?
No, that it didn't go. I don't think it was my fellow colleagues. No, I think it was from a little bit up further up in the management.
Okay, but somebody had to tell them. Did you speak with management about those policies that you were questioning?
Oh, before, but yes. I mean, I used to send all the deficiencies and everything in reports, and that all went to management, the deficiencies in the system.
Some of them. Okay. So that's the reason they put you in the psych ward.
Well, I can't say that for sure, because I didn't put that in my book also, because I wasn't quite 100% sure about who was trying to shut me up. But I really believe it was the medical doctors.
Right. I mean, you didn't have any other enemies that you knew of, did you?
Oh, my gosh, no. I mean, I had a wonderful working relationship with the staff there and everything else. But Dr. Jamie Carriganis, and I'll say his name right out over the radio, he at the time was the executive director of the newly formed Healthcare Corp. And Jamie Carriganis was the one who interviewed me for a few minutes and came out and told my son that I had to stay in for a few days. And my son left me and went home, and the few days lasted for 5 weeks.
Five weeks. Okay, so I think we can use circumstantial evidence here, and I would assume that it was the doctors that put you away. I mean, they're the only ones that really have the ability, the influence to do that.
This doctor now, I believe the last report I knew that he was working with Eli Lilly, who was he went Mr. Prozac.
Oh my goodness! Okay,
yeah.
All right. Although I don't watch a lot of TV, I did rewatch The Fugitive a couple of days ago, just over the weekend, last weekend. And, I mean, you can see how they work. I mean, that movie is pretty close to reality, I think, where they'll kill you or frame you for something, frame you for murder or anything, to enrich the pharmaceutical industry, or to get a drug passed or to shut people up. So you both have the same problem. They wanted to silence you.
Yeah. And honestly, the other physician who took over from Dr. Arganis was Dr. David Craig. He works now down in the penitentiary in Newfoundland.
Where he's got a whole bunch of guinea pigs.
Right, but now he can't work independent. Has to have his co-signed by another psychiatrist.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Well, you seem to be cutting out. I'm not hearing you.
Yeah.
There were three psychiatrists, what I read out of Judy's book. There was Dr. Kovadia, Dr. Karagiannis, and Dr. Craig.
Okay.
And the last, when I was checking about a week ago on the internet, Kovadia is practicing now in South Africa.
Ah, wow.
And there seemed to be some kind of a pattern. For example, with the head of the Canadian RCMP, Nakadeli, then before he became the head of the Canadian RCMP, he was the head of the J Division here in New Brunswick, and he had covered up for 2 years a pedophile ring outside Fredericton.
Oh.
And when that came out, they just promoted him, and he became the head of the Canadian RCMP. And when he lied to Parliament, again, they didn't make a big fuss about it. They promoted him out of Canada, and he became a bigwig in Interpol. But there might be a kind of a pattern where we get basically now evolving a group of global hitmen. They're basically international. When they have done enough dirty deeds in one country, in one region, they transfer them out of there. And basically, the issue has been brought up about Obama, you know.
Uh-huh.
What kind of a nationality does he really have? What I want to say, we have it, there's a pattern evolving with the government officials, with the professionals, and so wherever the new world order needs some hitmen to get a job done, that's where they put them, wherever it is on the globe.
Well, I think we have just a, if you consider the pharmaceutical industry, I consider, well, a lot of doctors, even though it might be unintentional, the whole medical industry is doing a lot of damage worldwide. And it's so subtle that people say, oh, well, I just didn't recover from that illness, or, oh, gosh, you know, my relative died because they just couldn't get to it in time, or I didn't take care of myself, I didn't eat right, didn't do this right, didn't get enough exercise. So that's why, people kind of blame themselves when, in fact, it's the medical industry. We've all been taught that the medical industry is where you go for help. If you're ill, then you go to the doctor. You go to the hospital if you're super ill. But when you think about the number of people that the medical industry kills each year, and then when you factor in the vaccines, and when you factor in that people like Bill Gates have said, well, we need to reduce population, so I think we better use vaccines. It's very subtle. And you're not going to have a lot of outcry, except if you have somebody like Judy Day who's asking some questions, or Werner in another instance, or in another, with another set of issues, ask questions. So, wow.
I was shocked there a little while ago when a mother in Toronto was charged with not giving her child the necessities of life because she didn't take the 7-year-old son, I think he was 7, to a doctor in time, and he died actually he must have had a streptococcal infection and went to his heart, which would be hard to diagnose anyway in the beginning, but he actually died. And now the mother was charged and going to have a criminal offense because she didn't take her son to a doctor in time. But many patients go to doctors and they have serious infections and illnesses. In fact, they may die, but the doctor is upheld, or there's nothing wrong with what he does. So now the threatening word here in Canada is, you be sure you take your son to a doctor as soon as he gets a temperature or he's ill, which is again going to overflow because we haven't got the facilities to cope with all these things.
Sure.
But, I mean, that was the message they sent. So go to the doctor?
Oh, sure. Yes, of course. They charge her with murder or not, you know, taking care of her child. And that tells every other parent, okay, you better not try and take care of your child at home or else you're going to be charged. And, oh my goodness. And of course, there's a protocol. And if the doctor goes along with the protocol, they will not be charged even if the patient dies. It's standard of care. And
right.
So as long as they follow that standard of care, they're safe. Oh gosh.
Anyway, that child, she's charged with terrible.
And she's devastated to begin with. And now she's got to have a charge against her. All righty, we are going to a break. We'll be right back and we'll take your phone calls at 800-313-9443.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Alrighty, we are back. Our guests today are Werner Bock and Judy Day. Somebody in the chat room, 30, he goes by 30, 30-odd-6, said if she had had an abortion, she would be okay with the courts, referring to the lady that was charged for not taking your child to the doctor.
Oh, yes.
And isn't this now allowed in the legal in the states, or what they want to push through, full-term abortion?
There are people who even want to have, in fact, where was I? I was reading it in Mike Piper's book, that Cass Sunstein believes in abortion up to the age of 2 years. That would be called infanticide.
Isn't that called eugenics? Isn't that called murder?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
White is black and black is white and right is wrong and wrong is right.
Sure.
And that's what the Satanists in their Bible, that is being allowed there.
Sure. Wow. Okay, so what's going to happen in the future? I'm not asking you to be, you know, fortune teller, but what do you anticipate is going to happen with each of you? Werner, you're okay until June, did you tell me?
Yeah, but in the meantime, we have to keep on fighting and make the misdeeds that are happening in the system, make them public, and ask for legislation, for example, first and foremost, that the psychiatrists, that they have to be held accountable, and the same way with any police officer. When they're interacting with the public, they got cameras in the patrol cars. The same way, any interaction with the with clients or with people, with psychiatrists, that they are the interaction is being recorded, at least audio recorded.
Well, you know, that's interesting that you bring up the idea of the of a regular resident or citizen recording police. Because there was a case here in Illinois, maybe 3 years ago. In fact, I have the gentleman on my program where he actually did, tape the police, record the police on his cell phone. And, he was in court. He had to go to court and, he was told that that was illegal. So apparently the police or the authorities, so-called authorities, can do anything that they wish to us, but we are not allowed the same privilege. And also, it is okay for the government to lie to us, but citizens are not allowed to lie to the government. We're the ones that have to say, oh yes, I swear on the Bible that I'm going to tell the truth if you have to go to court. And yet, they don't have to make any vows or anything, any promises. And they can lie, and they do. They lie every time they open their mouth.
Yeah.
Diana, we have to look at the basics, and that is they're getting a paycheck from us, the taxpayer. So that means they are servants. But now they have turned it exactly around, that the servants, they tell the masters what to do, and they have no accountability. And what is happening on your side of the border, and here in Canada, the three P's, private-public partnership,
mm-hmm.
They're basically the servants, they're selling off the assets of their masters.
Oh, exactly. Of course.
This is completely, the way this is going and developing the whole system, it becomes, the criminals, they are not in jail. The criminals, they are up in the upper echelon of the government, they're in the upper echelon of society.
Sure. And psychopathic people always rise to the top in any organization that they are in, and you find that 5% of the population are psychopathic.
And most of them, they don't get to the top unless they are psychopathic.
Right. And they walk over the backs of the rest of us.
Yeah.
Or anyone in their way.
What concerns me now about the future more than anything, is that I'm 68 now, years old, and I'm becoming a senior citizen or in my 70s, 75s or whatever. And if this this keeps happening, that the misdiagnosis I had when I was 50 is going to follow me all the way through in psychiatry. If I go to the emergency with the chest pain or anxiety because I'm having chest pain, I am going to be considered like a psychiatric patient and not taken seriously.
I think what we all need to do, and you as a nurse,
yeah.
You have embraced allopathic medicine at some point. And before there was allopathic medicine, people knew how to take care of themselves using natural methods.
That's right.
And I think that we are all, it's incumbent upon all of us to learn how to take care of ourselves, to take responsibility for our own health issues. Now,
that's so correct.
We have to have
more patient advocates around. And patient advocates should be allowed to go into a psychiatrist's office when he's interviewing a patient. Why should it be done in secrecy, alone in a room between two people, and they come out and the psychiatrist say, this woman is mentally ill or suffers from this whatever. And
sure.
800 diagnoses now in their diagnostic and statistical manual, that they can find something for sure is wrong with every single soul in this world.
Sure. Okay. I would never go to a psychiatrist.
No. And that's what it's all so subjective.
Of course.
Only their opinion over yours. And who cares if you wear three skirts or two, you know, if you overdress or you color your hair red. You know, does
exactly.
that make you mentally ill? I don't.
Of course.
Diana, there's another aspect about what I see here in Canada and what I personally have experienced. Most of the psychiatrists, they come from third world countries. And from completely different cultures. Completely different philosophies and so. And this is what I criticized already there 38 years ago. What is normal for us in our culture seems to be is considered to be crazy in their culture and vice versa.
Sure.
And a lot of those psychiatrists, they come basically from third world countries, you know, and now mm-hmm. and they come here, have come here over the decades and practice psychiatry. They have a lot higher standard of living than what they would have had in their own country.
Sure, but they all have to meet certain criteria in order to practice, and so I think that they're going to practice, and in order to do that, you have to prescribe drugs, because that is the way the protocol goes. That's the way the standard of care goes. All they have to do is look it up in their book and say, oh yes, this patient, and Uncle Rick in the chat room said, no patient advocates are necessary if you are not a patient. If you just decide you're not ever going to be a patient again and you're going to take care of yourself, then you're not going to run into this situation. And one of the people that I've had on the program numerous times, Dr. Daniels, has a remedy, and she graduated from medical school. She went to Harvard. She went to Wharton Business College. She's got a remedy where people can take care of themselves, even if you have a chest pain. You just take cayenne pepper and hot water. It'll open up all those, all your veins, all your, you know, get that blood flowing. Okay, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guests today are Werner Bach and Judy Day. Judy is the author of a wonderful book, and it is entitled Judging Judy. It's available as a softcover, paperback, or as an ebook. Both available at Lulu. And the book is Judging Judy, Taking a Closer Look. All right. We will take your phone calls if you'd like to weigh in on this conversation. Just call 800-313-9443. Okay. So what, I think that we all worry about the future, because things seem to be, well, kind of scary, but I think that we need to learn to take care of ourselves, to do the things that we can do, to make choices that are good for us, and we can make medical choices. We can decide how to take care of ourselves, and you know, there are things that we can decide. There are things that we have no control over whatsoever, but the things that we can control, we should control. And I don't know. The future looks grim, but we can. It doesn't have to. It does not have to. I think they use a lot of fear tactics, tell us, you know, what they can do to us. But But I think they use fear, and I think that we shouldn't cater to it.
Diana, may I say something and backtrack?
When I mentioned, of course!
About most of the psychiatrists come from third world countries.
Uh-huh.
And they are glad that they are in the so-called better-off countries. And they know if they don't perform according to expectations by their masters, that they stand a chance of being sent back to their home countries. So they got a lot. So they're very obedient servants.
Indeed. And, of course, that contributes to the multiculturalism in each country. And I think that, many of the workers that come here, many of the people that come here and work, do so with less wages, but certainly the fear of going back. But I knew, not personally, but just via email and telephone, a lady from India that is a heart doctor, practicing in another state, and she was starting to ask questions, and all of a sudden she kind of just disappeared. So, and she'd brought her parents over and everything. And, you know, everybody wants a better life. They want to live in a country where they have what is really the illusion of freedom. And look at what has happened in so many countries. I mean, like India. Somebody mentioned India, whether in the chat room or on the radio here. But the things that have happened to India, to Afghanistan, to Iran, those countries have been literally destroyed by the elites who want to seize all the resources and leave little for the people that live in the countries. And so, of course, they have to leave their countries. I mean, it is what drives multiculturalism, is the destruction of so many countries and the creation of third world countries. And I think the United States is in the process of being turned into a third world country. And I think you can see this in the infrastructure, and in a lot of other ways. The outsourcing of production, the outsourcing of, look at all the outsourcing of production since the end of World War II. When so many countries are leaving, where they can go and find cheap labor.
Well, there a few hundred years ago, they hauled the slaves from third world countries and brought them into the new world. And now they do it the other way. They leave the slaves in their countries and they set up factories there.
Yeah, how true. So,
but I mentioned about psychiatrists and professionals from third world countries. I don't want to come down on them because among many people from third world countries, they are very courageous people that speak out and they had to suffer dear consequences. For example, Dr. Shiv Chopra, you know, in regard to GM-modified crops.
Right, yes.
You know, and there are many more who had to face the consequences and paid a dear price for it. But, Diane, may I mention something else? As I say, Judy and me, we went basically through the mill about this psychiatric racket. But there are a lot more, and we have some friends there in British Columbia. We have them in the States. In British Columbia, there's Renate Detel. She relays her experiences when she encountered the psychiatric trap when she had been 30 years ago active in Germany in the environmental movement. And this always, once you are in that trap, it hangs for the rest of your life like a Damocles sword right over your head. You know.
Okay.
And basically, it's not acceptable. A country that calls itself a civilized country and going halfway around the world, you know, to bomb the countries and make war in order to bring them freedom and justice. You know, what a bunch of fakes!
Well, sure. Of course it is. It's but people buy into it. It's a patriotic thing to do.
And Dr. Kevorkian, the doctor who was supposed to have seen me after I was confined for 2 weeks to write his assessment, whether I should be kept in certificate for release, during my court case, I stated my case that he definitely, and I adamantly stated, he definitely did not come in my room, or he definitely did not interview me. And the judge was going to order him back from South Africa. The judge was going to order, but he never came to swear under earth, swear under oath, that he had done this to me. But see, he was positioned or pressured in by the other two. And
sure.
He had to leave the country.
Okay, so there. you were in the psychiatric hospital for 5 weeks.
That's correct. My mother died while I was there. She was 86 years old, and she died there while I was still confined. They let me out for her funeral, but then I had to go right back in again after the funeral. And not one staff or not one nursing staff, hospital staff, or nobody came to my door and said, Judy, my condolences to the loss of your mother. That's the kind of picture in those mental hospitals, psychiatric hospitals. You'll never, 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 never get over it. Never.
And they're supposed to be the healing profession that heals the soul, supposed to, what they claim, to heal the soul and the mind of people that are supposed to be sick.
Indeed. And you were there for 5 weeks, and did they administer drugs to you? What kind of drugs did they administer?
Are you talking to Judy?
Uh-huh, yes.
Yes, well,
I guess that applies to both of you. Goodness.
Yeah, well,
yes. Okay, Judy, you tell us.
Haloperidol, which is a heavy, heavy psychiatric drug that, 10 milligrams of that for a while, and I ended up coming out of it very neurologically brain damaged. It's taken me years to recover a brain power. I was reduced to a moderate to severe memory impairment 2 years in a row with psychological testing. My memory, I couldn't remember what I had for my breakfast.
Oh, my goodness.
I've healed it myself, and now I'm living a fairly normal life. But in the meantime, I can't pick up my book and read it. I can't even read it because I break out in tears.
Of course.
Yeah, it was a bad experience, but I'm glad over 15 years that I managed to put it all down in print because I journaled out of it while I was in the hospital. I kept writing notes and journaling. And see, writing notes is a sign of mental illness. Copious amounts of notes.
Really?
Yes.
I must be mentally ill then.
Yeah. Don't hoard too many things in your home either, because they have the hoarder disorder now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. That's the latest. And the somatic symptom disorder. So if you go to the doctor too many times complaining of something, like, for instance, people suffering from chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia, if you go and repeat that too many times, you have a psychiatric illness of somatic symptom disorder.
Oh, my goodness. All righty, we're going to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN4all.com.
Welcome back. Our guests today are Werner Bock and Judy Day. And you were talking, Judy, about what they had administered to you. And to think that you just went to the emergency room because you were just plain worn out because you had had some chemical intolerances, because you had probably fibromyalgia or something that was legitimate, and you ended up going to a hospital for 5 weeks. Well, you were incarcerated for 5 weeks.
Yes, I was. Before I went in there, I was being treated with an upper respiratory infection and bronchitis leading to pneumonia. I was on antibiotics for that.
Oh, yes.
So I was really, but they, as soon as I went into the mental hospital, they did not give me any more antibiotics after that. And I was only on them about 2 days. So
basically completely ignored your pneumonia.
They completely ignored my physical symptoms.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was a terrible thing. And the fact that I had the choice. I mean, I had the chance to write it in a book. And
thank goodness.
It was my that was my sort of recovery from it, was writing my book.
It was therapeutic for you then.
Yeah, and I can't, like I said, I can't even read it because it's too hurtful for me, so I've let it go.
Certainly. Okay, excuse me, Werner. what do you see happening to you here in the next little while?
Well, the next little while, I put them at bay. At my last court appearance, after I was being brought back there from the jail, they had me, at that time they kept me, according to the law, only for 72 hours. On the second day, I was being taken to the mental health clinic and had a session at interview with the psychiatrist, Akin Mokum. It's a young lady. She still had an African name, and I don't know, but she spoke an excellent English, you know. I don't know if her parents came here to Canada or if she came from her country of origin. But anyway, I had a 72-minute interview with her, and while at the same time the two jail guards who had taken me to Mountain, they were in the next room and watching us through a one-way mirror. And I basically told her what reason I was there and explained the things. And I, a few times when I had the impression that she didn't quite understand some of the things, so I backed up and explained it more in detail, you know. And I thought, at the end of the interview, I said, you seem to be a welcome exception to the other psychiatrist I've encountered, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What a surprise I got there on when I was being brought back in back in court, and the gentleman, Mr. John Hughes, a semi-retired lawyer, he had come on his own free will to support me in court, now already several times. He came as a friend of the court, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but he found it worthwhile and his duty, you know, to give me assistance, you know. And
mm-hmm.
he read to me the report from this lady psychiatrist. Boy, that was a 180-degree turnaround than what happened during that interview.
Really?
And I just read through it, and she had at least one-third turned everything upside down. So I said to the judge, Your Honor, I request that this whole report is being basically disregarded, because the evidence, what she turned, at least one-third of it, is right in, has been presented during the trial, and you have the evidence in your evidence folder. So does the count prosecutor. No?
Wow.
But, they had already in mind to send me for 3 or 4 months for observation up to in northern New Brunswick to a mental institution, you know.
Okay,
but
the whole time.
I spun another monkey wrench in for them. And because nearly every time when I was in court, this count prosecutor, he mentioned the provincial, he mentioned my mental health record. And so I took him on it, and I said, listen, this is who I have been browbeating me all through the court proceedings about my mental health record.
And you don't have one, do you?
Unless you produce it.
Yes.
I asked the judge, Judge Street, to basically disregard it. And ask you to never mention it again unless you produce the mental health record.
Ah.
It's only considered to be hearsay unless he produces it.
Sure.
You know? And then I made the next point. Since he didn't produce it, and it is supposed to be used now in court, the count prosecutor under the disclosure rule, he failed to provide full disclosure. And that is a reason to have the whole case dismissed.
Right. So you acted for yourself. You didn't have a lawyer. You acted in your own behalf.
I did most of the Mr. Hughes, he advised me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I figured I had some aces up my sleeve.
Yes.
That basically Mr. Yusi said, you know, I didn't expect that one to come.
Sure.
And that made the difference of being locked up, locked away for the next few months. And then the judge decided there's supposed to be another court appearance in June next year.
Uh-huh.
And what I said already at the earlier court appearances, as far apart as they spread the court appearances, I said, it seems to me you just want to spread it long enough out and hope that in the meantime I kick the bucket.
Oh, goodness.
And the problem of Werner is out of the way.
Right.
I say, I didn't mince any words, you know.
Now, when you were in jail, who took care of your cattle? Who took care of your
The first time, they just took me away, and they only allowed me one phone call to let my dog out of the house, and no more phone calls were being allowed the first time when I was in jail. Plus, I was being kept illegally for 96 hours. There's a limit of 76 hours.
Wow.
Plus, I never I never saw a psychiatrist the first time around. And when I was being brought back there on the 23rd, the Dutch asked if you see a psychiatrist. I said, no, Your Honor. The only medical professional I saw in jail was a nurse who measured my blood pressure. But as I say, they made so many, not just mistakes, deliberate, broke so many of their own rules. And I said to the judge, I said, Your Honor, I seriously considering of filing charges against you for judicial misconduct.
And is that when he said you were going to go to jail?
Pardon?
Is that when he sentenced you to 72 hours?
The last time.
Yeah.
Last time. But I haven't got the CDs yet. He ordered them. You know,
uh-huh.
The audio recording. But anyway, then the judge said, are you threatening me? I said, no, Your Honor, I'm just exercising my right that I laid down by the laws of this country.
Oh, my goodness. What a trooper you are.
Listen, if I would have had a lawyer, you would have sold me out right at the start. And what I seen a few years earlier, when he had the baseball bat to make an argument, he would have been using a toothpick.
Sure. Well, bless both your hearts. You've both been through an awful lot, but you've braved through it, and I applaud you for your efforts and for your courage to speak out. Most people wouldn't do that. They would just go along to get along, and that's just not the kind of people that you are.
Diane, I have one advantage. I'm alone.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody who has a family, there come a lot more things into he or she has to consider before they take on the fight.
Sure. No. Well, thank you so much, both of you, for being on the program today.
Thank you for having us.
All righty. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you on Monday.